Today, as you know, is Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Perhaps you remember him as the one who emancipated slaves. Perhaps you remember him as the one who was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth. Perhaps you just remember him as Honest Abe. While it is right for us to be thankful, good for us to be thankful for the blessings that our country has been given through the 16th President of the United States, we gather here each day to remember one who honestly freed all mankind from slavery to sin, and who suffered death for Lincoln and everybody else. He is not just a national treasure, but a priceless one. Hymn 347, stanza 1. John chapter 4. Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did." It couldn't be the Christ, could it? In Jesus' name, beloved of God, if I were auctioning off this bucket to raise money for the banquet committee, or leave it better, what would you bid for it? It's empty. Perhaps it wouldn't be so valuable in your room. Perhaps you don't need to have a bucket of water in your room because you can walk down the hall and get a drink. But 132 years ago, it was not so easy. A young missionary in Little Rock, Arkansas, was writing in his diary in February of 1883 and ended one entry like this: "At night I studied the heavens somewhat and gained further knowledge of it from Mädler." Tab finished his tract and I went through it proofreading. "We got a new bucket for our well today. General rejoicing." And in the first century, in the climate of Palestine, a good bucket for the well was even more valuable. People would fight over a good well, both for themselves and for their cattle. When we experience a drought, usually the first thing we notice is the lawns getting brown. But our bodies also consist of a generous proportion of water. So access to water can easily become a matter of life and death. It was so important in Sychar of Samaria that a woman would bring her bucket out to the well in the heat of the day if she didn't get along with the other women of the town, who customarily went in the cool of the day in the evening. This woman of Samaria did not enjoy coming to the well, and she would have been happy never to have to come again. But here she was. That's how important, how valuable that pitcher of water was for people living in that area. Yet here was her water pot left behind lying near the well, not necessarily forgotten, but left behind after she talked with Jesus. What does that tell us? Had she found something more precious than the well water that Jesus had first asked her for? Had she found the source of living water? Someone who could wash away the dry meaninglessness of the rat race that she was in, could give her peace, contentment, forgiveness, someone to live for besides her own desires? Well, let's follow her for a bit. She's hurrying so fast that she won't notice that we're behind her. She goes to the men of the city, who will at least speak to her yet, and says, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did." Ah, she said, "Come." So she intends to go back out to the well. She's going to hear more from this man who knew that she had gone through 5 husbands and then decided that the problem was the institution of marriage. For years she had been living for herself. And suddenly now she wants to share with others this marvelous prophet. Maybe she left the water jar because she planned to come back, this time not to draw water, but to bring others the source of living and life-giving water. If the pot was still empty when she left, there's no point in carrying it into town and then back out again. If it was full, it would just hinder her on her errand. Can you tell from her question how important this errand was to share Jesus with others in town? She says, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did." It couldn't be the Christ, could it? If she had spoken saucily to them, as she had at first to Jesus, "Why are you asking, you, a Jew, asking me, a woman and a Samaritan, for a drink?" They might never have bothered to check out her story. But she puts it to the men of the town in a most disarming way. "This couldn't be the Christ, could it?" As if to say, "I'm probably wrong, you know me. But come and see what you think." And they came. And she came back too. To pick up her water jar, maybe? She would still need water in order to live so that she could hear more from this prophet and share him with others. Or had she perhaps left the water jar for Jesus and his disciples to use, since she knew that they had nothing to draw with themselves? Was she already serving the Lord of life out of the thankfulness for the message that she heard from him? He has that effect, you know. When we see how he who could command angels stooped down to be our friend, it puts everything else in perspective. Whether it's precious water, winning a game, winning or losing a battle with cancer, it all fits on the same shelf with "Got a new bucket for the well today," when the Lord of gladness, Jesus, enters in. Stanza 6.